Welcome back. Going to take you straight to the New South Wales Premier. New South Wales has an extra 13 cases this morning. This is Gladys Berejiklian live.
From 8pm till now. The ninth person out of that 13 was a patient in the waiting room of the case that we mentioned yesterday. And there are four cases under investigation, but all are in close proximity to the Southeast Sydney cluster. And Dr. Chant will provide further detail on those. Clearly, this is an evolving situation. We would have preferred not occurred, but given what has occurred, the New South Wales government will be taking action today to limit the spread of what is a very contagious variant of COVID. I do want to firstly thank the more than 44,000 people that were tested at 8pm last night. That is a good result. We've jumped up from 28,000 the previous day, and I want to thank everybody for listening to the messages, for isolating when they had to, and I also want to take this opportunity to thank our contact tracers. Can I say that our contact tracing has been outstanding, and the contact tracing is not the reason why we'll be imposing additional restrictions. It's because this variant of COVID is causing transmission in very fleeting exchanges, and obviously given the number of people who've been in isolation or otherwise who've contracted the disease means we need to take further action. So from 4pm today, well, obviously we want to make these restrictions immediate. So if you're able to apply these restrictions, do so immediately, but obviously compliance will be happening from 4 living in Sydney, Blue Mountain, Central Coast, Wollongong and Shell Harbour. Importantly, we don't want more than 5 visitors to any household. That includes children. So please don't welcome any more than 5 visitors into your household, including children. We know it's a difficult time given school holidays. And I should also say at the outset that these restrictions that we're announcing today will be in place from 4pm today for an additional week. So obviously we had said that the mask wearing restrictions had to be in place for another week until Wednesday midnight. This will now apply to these restrictions that I'm announcing today. So no more than 5 visitors per household, including children. At hospitality venues, no vertical consumption. All people must be seated wherever you are at any setting. We do not want mingling. Mingling will mean transferring the virus. So please make sure all consumption at hospitality venues or otherwise or at events has to be seated and with good social distancing. Now, obviously, no singing or dancing at any venue except for weddings, which we will allow 20 people on the dance floor at any given time. But no dancing or singing, whether it's a place of worship, whether it's a nightclub, whether it's anywhere else, but for weddings. So clearly, no more than 20 people on the dance floor at a wedding. We will be reverting to the 1 per 4 square metre rule during this time, and we know that will have an impact on family gatherings like funerals or weddings, but these are the measures we have to take charge of now so that we don't have to do anything more severe down the track. So what we're putting in place now is in a bid to prevent us having to take further action. Now, if there's a major outdoor event like a sporting event or another organised event, we will be recommending only 50% capacity. So if there's a stadium where there's a major event on over the weekend or in the next week, we're recommending only 50% capacity, and that will be in the health orders. We also want to make sure that there's more wide mask wearing. So obviously if you're at any indoor setting, including a workplace, including Parliament House, except if you're speaking, you should be wearing a mask. So we are going to extend mask wearing to indoor settings like workplaces, and we already had them in place for a number of venues which we announced yesterday. Now, if you're going to an organised event, like an outdoor sporting event or an outdoor concert or some type of other event, in addition to the 50% capacity, we also want you to wear a mask at those events. So if you're going to a sporting event, there's likely to be cheering and shouting and whatever else. Given how contagious the virus is, we want you to be wearing a mask at those events. Obviously, the exception is if you're eating or drinking, and that's applied throughout. Now, gym classes will be limited to 20 people, but you do have to wear a mask. So some people might choose not to attend those gym classes. We want to not have a bigger impact than we need to, but gym classes are limited to 20 and you must wear a mask. And as for public transport, it's back to the green dots. So the green dots are still there. We kept them in place, fortunately. So make sure you're wearing a mask on public transport and make sure you wear those green dots. Now, importantly, If you live or work in those seven LGAs that we had described earlier in the week, so I don't live in one of those LGAs, but I work in one of those LGAs, you cannot travel beyond metropolitan Sydney. So if you live or work in those seven LGAs, which includes all of us, you cannot travel outside metropolitan Sydney, unless it's essential. So unless you're going to visit a relative in care, or unless you have to go for work. So unless it's essential travel, you should not be going outside metropolitan Sydney for the next week. And we apologise in advance that this does impact some people's ability to travel during the school holidays. But these measures mean that we don't have to go further at this stage. So we're not going to restrict people's movement or what they do, but we are going to restrict, if you live or work in those seven LGAs, you shouldn't go beyond metropolitan Sydney unless it's absolutely essential. Now, these, as I said, these changes or restrictions will be made effective immediately with compliance from 4pm. And I appreciate there may be categories or specific areas we haven't covered in this press conference. Please follow the health orders. What is really important at this stage is for all of our citizens to be aware of the basic things we've put in place. And we trust our citizens to follow everything we've put in place. And we also trust people to exercise common sense. Please abandon non-essential activities. Please don't attend social gatherings unless you absolutely have to. We appreciate that beyond these health orders, people might treat their vulnerable friends and family even more strictly than what we've advocated. But we also, please, essentially in the next week, we don't want people moving around unless it's essential. But obviously, we are advocating at the same time, you can attend hospitality venues, you can do all those things you have in place, but these rules, these stringent rules will be in place to make sure we prevent the spread of the virus. And as I said, on this occasion, our contact tracing has been better than I've ever seen. But what we haven't seen before is the contagiousness of this variant of the virus. It is extremely contagious, and the fleeting exchanges, not even physical touching, has meant people have transferred the virus. So I'll ask Dr. Chant now to go through the specifics of the cases I outlined.
So there you go. That's New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian this morning at the press conference outlining the further restrictions that are coming our way from 4pm today and will be in place for another week from 4pm this afternoon. No more than five visitors at your home. All people needed to be seated at hospitality events. No singing or dancing except for weddings where 20 people can get up on the dance floor. One per 4 square metre rule is back in. So we've got to steer clear of ourselves, and there'll only be a certain amount of people allowed into cafes and restaurants, etc. So we're going back to 1 per 4 square metres. At sporting events, we're looking at 50% capacity. At an outdoor event, you're asked to wear a mask at the sporting event, so down to 50%. Indoor settings remains masks on if you're not eating or drinking. Gym classes down to 20 people. The green dots are back on transport. And if you live or work in the seven of the local government areas, so City of Sydney, Waverley, Wallara, Bayside, Canada Bay, Inner West and Randwick, if you live or work in any of those areas, you can't go beyond metropolitan Sydney unless travel is essential. That's the update this morning. At least we are not in lockdown.